Now, security systems at a house lived in by the former Gartha commissioner, Drew Harris, cost more than €200,000. That information was contained in a Doyle reply from the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, to Labour's Alan Kelly. Last week it emerged that the commissioner's monthly rent of €1,800 was paid for by the Gardaí. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan, has been following this story. Micheál, will you bring us through what the Doyle heard this morning?
Yes, this was a parliamentary question from Alan Kelly to the Justice Minister, and I suppose it's important to state that because it was incomplete answers to those questions for several months now that really generated a lot of controversy about around this, as well as, of course, the figures involved. So this morning it was heard that $212,000 was also paid out to upgrade security systems at that house in the Phoenix Park that Drew Harris lived in when he was a commissioner. And of course, that rent was covered, we heard too, by the state. Jim O'Callaghan said that was $1,800 every month, as well as that there was an ongoing monitoring cost of some kind, a security monitoring cost, which was $2,500 a year. Put it all together, and Alan Kelly claims that that really amounts to a package if you include the fact that the rent wasn't at the market rate of somewhere in the order of €1 million. That's the claim. Jim O'Callaghan saying this really wasn't being kept secret, but it wasn't all included in the advertisement for the job at the time either. But he said there was some reference to it in the newspapers. He also said that Drew Harris did not become part of the public service pension scheme, and that did make a financial gain and saving for the state.
Talk to us then, Micheál, about this Fianna Fáil report into the party's disastrous presidential campaign. It seems it's been delayed again.
Well, it has. I suppose it was initially expected in the middle of November. That was always seen as highly optimistic. But I think there were some hopes that it was going to meet that deadline, which was the end of this week, that it would be circulated at that point. Now, it is ready in draft form, but there have been a significant development in that Jim Gavin's legal team want to take a look at it. So that's going to be the next step in this. As well as that, it's also gone out to solicitors acting on behalf of Fianna Fáil. So the solicitors are poring over this one. There is some annoyance, but not a huge level of surprise either within the parliamentary party that this is dragging on. That was certainly the mood last night. But it could take a little while longer, although Micheál Martin was seeking to assure those who were getting jumpy about this that it would be, he expects, available before Christmas. I suppose in political terms, a meeting on that final Wednesday just before the Christmas holidays could be a suitable time to air it, and it wouldn't allow much time for things to ferment, at least around Leinster House in the immediate aftermath, given that the holiday bell will be sounding.
So Jim Gavin, he didn't speak to the people compiling this report, but he does want to get a look at it.
Yes, he did. He declined to be part of it, and that was seen as perhaps understandable given the nature of his withdrawal from the campaign, but he obviously does want to see what the text has said. Now, there's been many interviews and many people contributed to this report, which is fairly extensive. It doesn't say that there's any breaking of rules, we think, because of course there were no rules around selecting a candidate, and that would change when recommendations we expect from the report. But this is an interesting development on it, and of course until such time as it's published, there is a great deal of pressure still on the Fianna Fáil leader about his handling and the role he played in the selection of Jim Gavin.
Micheál, thanks for that. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.